guys think? Well, we made this decision the other night, right? We made the decision. Yes. We all got together last week, and we made this decision.
Who should the March Driver of the Month be?
And, of course, we had that list of Eugene Davidson, Brent Cooper, Jeff Firestein, Wayne Morris, Nevin Gainey, Charlie Montgomery, Greg Kromm, Scotty Williams, Wesley Daugherty, Wild Bill Ryan, Donald Williams, Jared Allison, Kirk Jett, Shane Williams, George Gorham, Cody Blair, and Grady Christian.
Rex Hollinger. List very well, Jack.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Maybe I could get a job at Clear Channel.
I'll get you a part-time gig.
But so, you'll have to pay to do it.
That's just like racing. We made the decision last week, though, yep. And it was a no-brainer. I'll let you go ahead, CeCe. Lay it out there.
Oh, I get to make the big announcement?
You can lay it. I'll let you make the announcement. I want to say something is that, you know, we talk about that this was tough and it was hard and all these names together. But I will say when it came down to picking this person, it was a unanimous decision by many. And it's not just us three.
That's right.
It's many mm-hmm. that have... received email and have mulled over these names and certain situations and how it happened.
And watched him perform at various tracks.
And yep. I don't think that we're going to have any argument from anybody out there except for maybe some of these other guys on the list.
Well, that's okay. We understand that.
And I will say this. Just go back out there, win some more races next month or this month. Mm-hmm. Or next month, or the month after. It's still early in the game.
That's right.
There's only been 2 months, and who have the first two been?
Jeffrey Choquette.
Yes.
And Shane Williams.
Shane Williams.
Which okay. is what why I was wondering. I was surprised when we put Shane Williams
well,
back on.
He's not going to win it twice. That's yeah. not what that's about. It's showing just it, drivers. We're yeah. going to recognize the drivers as yeah. we go through them with these multiple wins. I don't think that we're going to give a multiple winner. That just
wouldn't
happen. Work out.
It could happen.
I mean, you
it
know
could
what?
Happen.
It would have to be for a real
yeah, it could happen.
Outstanding yeah. performance. I mean, it'd have to be
it could happen.
Something
they could
really
just
amazing.
Be outstanding and so there's just nobody else
who,
doing anything.
Who,
yeah.
who was the, who did we decide on March as the Pandora Jewelers Driver of the Month season?
Now, okay, before it, you say it, we got to make them wait just a little bit more, Jack.
Well, I got to
well,
tell
I was,
you.
I
do have to say, I do
bit.
Have to say, I do want to make a comment, too, is that we've amongst us three plus another dozen people in the media around Florida, mm-hmm. we've discussed what does it mean to be, what are we looking for? What are the parameters? What are the decisions? How do you decide who's the best driver in a month? And some of the things that we've talked about is obviously racing is about winning.
Yep.
I mean, people who win go to the top of the heap, and it's a sport, and it's about winning, as Rob, you talked about at length. And
I've never been there myself.
Well, okay.
I've never been that guy that
but
wins all the time.
But it's also about how you win. You know, some guys from North Carolina who deal in the development driver programs for NASCAR, some guys pretty high up the food chain in racing were explaining to me not too long ago. David Strimme, among them, as a matter of fact, was pointing out that it's really – the competition that you're racing against determines a lot of how people see you, like the bigwigs looking at who's who in racerdom, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's like they look at you're winning, yeah, okay, but who's your competition? Even competing really strongly against really strong competition is a good thing. So it's about how you win. And then sometimes it goes beyond that. I mean, if a guy's out there and he's able he pulls in with the little, I mean, you love it when you see the guy pull in and he's got his car on a trailer, a little, you know, $2,000 trailer that they put together with chicken wire. And he pulls in there and he's sitting right next to the guy with the big multi-car hauler. And he goes out and he wins the race against that kind of money and competition. That makes you feel good. That
yes.
makes that guy, you know, that's good.
And, chicken wire, huh?
Yeah, chicken wire.
Chicken wire.
I couldn't think of another damn word. You know,
CeCe,
plywood.
Who's the winner of the Pandora Jewelers Inside Florida Racing Real Racing USA March Driver of the Month? Who is it?
Well, it
without
is...
any further ado, who is it?
Well, you guys have been running your mouth. Why can't... Okay, no, I just want to say this before, you know, about this gentleman. He, you know, I came to you guys and I said one of the things that I felt strongly about was the guys that drove in backbone classes. And I am very, very pleased that the March Driver of the Month is a backbone class driver, accomplishing 3 wins, pulling double duty at Charlotte and DeSoto in the Road Warriors class. Congratulations to the Pandora Jewelers of the Month inside Florida Racing for the month of March to Jeff Firestein.
Where's it at, Jack? Where's
Jeff,
it at?
Jeff.
Where's it at? Where's it at? He's so slow. He's not
He's not paying attention to us. But Jeff has won a lovely plaque that will be presented to him.
And hopefully a shirt.
And hopefully we'll get a shirt. Maybe we'll start getting the shirts. We'll talk to Casey at Fancy Work Embroidery about that. And now he's now in the running for the Pandora Jewelers Driver of the Year. And the Driver of the Year will have a nice little get-together at the end of the year at some place that's centrally located, and have a little shindig and have all the drivers and their supporters join us when we announce the Driver of the Year. And I'm just looking for like some signal from Jack if we can now talk about what the Driver of the Year is.
Well, we wanted
receive.
To talk to our Driver of the Month.
Yeah, are we trying to get him on?
We're going to talk to Jeff here tonight, but you know, Jeff won three races.
Three races. Did double duty one night at Charlotte and DeSoto.
Yeah, and one at DeSoto.
One at DeSoto. Had a little tough luck there.
You know, Jeff's
two races at Charlotte the same night.
Jeff lost his dad in mid February.
Yes, he did. Very unexpectedly.
Yeah, it was very unexpected. His dad was not. Not elderly by any means. He was this middle-aged man. Just
yes, to be able to have a month like that after that kind of tragedy in the family. And
I believe he also had to come back, guys, from his car getting damaged in a race, too. So, you know, he's out there coping and dealing with everything and working
this past,
to stay in the race.
Yeah, and this past Saturday night, he won again in the...
Again in the Road Warriors class, and then in the figure eight race also.
Yes, I didn't get a chance to go to the races.
And then they had a figure eight race, pick up 13, run what you brought. You went out and won that.
So
welcome to Inside Florida Racing.
Hello.
Hello. Is it Jeff?
Is this our driver of the month?
Is this our driver of the month?
Yeah.
Hello?
Jeff, are you there? Can you hear us okay?
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, Jeff, congratulations on winning our driver of the month.
Well, thank you very much.
Congratulations. just so you know, we all believe...
the Pandora Jewelers Driver of the Month.
You deserve to win this Pandora Jewelers Drivers of the Month from Inside Florida Racing and Real Racing USA. And we are very pleased to tell you this. And, you know, a lot of people are behind you on this. And we have a very lovely plaque that we will be delivering to you. Maybe we'll deliver it in person at the.
So you kicked butt and took names this month, man. You did really good.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, you sound surprised, man. I'm proud of you, Jeff. I know that. You know, it's definitely not for lack of trying. You know, we realize after you know, the passing of your father, how hard that must be to still go out and race. And you went out. You not only raced, but you fell into the parameters, which I say has to be the winner of the Driver of the Month, and that is that you won races, multiple races in the month. You traveled, you ran multiple races in the same night, and I think that's the kind of qualities that we're looking for our Drivers of the Month, who ultimately you will be in the running with 11 other guys to be the Driver of the Year, which at the end of the year, we're going to do this at a centrally located venue, and while I've got you on the phone with me, we are going to tell everybody right now exactly what you, Jeff, could possibly win and what those who are listening could possibly win as being the Pandora Jewelers Inside Florida Racing, Real Racing USA Driver of the Year. And I think we should let Jack explain.
Jack, do you want to explain what it
that
is?
Is going to be?
Where is it?
Where is it the item?
Dun, dun, dun. It's here.
Okay, it's here. Folks, we actually do have the item already.
Would you like me to get that?
Yeah, I want to put it on.
Yeah, and
I want to wear it.
It's actually, obviously, it's from Pandora Jewelers, so it is a piece of jewelry. It is a piece of gold. It is a piece of diamonds. It is.
Oh, it's more than actually, just a piece of diamond. It's many diamonds. We're talking. This is some really nice, serious bling here, Jeff.
Yeah, Jeff. When's the last time? What's the last good thing, big thing that you won, like at the end of the year or at a banquet or something like that?
Not last year. Year before that, when I won the championship at DeSoto in the Truck Series, I got a nice ring, a jacket, nice trophy.
Well, I'm looking at this, and it's absolutely gorgeous gold ring with diamonds, and it is beautiful. I think I'm going to wear it. It's absolutely huge on my fingers because it's made for man.
But, read the statistics over there, Jack. What's this ring consist of?
It's a 14-carat yellow gold diamond ring. It has 13 round diamonds, and it also has what are called baguette diamonds, six of those. And the total weight of the diamonds is over a carat, and it is appraised at $3,750.
It's gorgeous. It's got a really nice number one there you see in the center of it. I love it.
That's
Can
right.
I just hold on to it and wear it until we have to give it away to the winner?
So what do you think, Jeff?
Wow.
Yeah, I think that you and Shane Williams and Jeff Choquette, you are the three guys that are in the running so far for our first 3 months of the year. And the way we're going to do this at our venue, we've talked about it. Well, how could you come up with the driver of the year? We've talked about several things, and to be honest with you, we don't know how we're going to do it yet. So that's one of the things we're going to come out with as we go on. We still need to kick it around a little more. We've got some good ideas of how we're going to do it. But, Jeff, I'll tell you what. At this point, you've got as much chance to win as anyone else does, that ring right there.
Well, I'd be liking that.
So, Jeff, tell us a little bit about your to what do you attribute your success this month? And what tell us about your month of racing and the wins you've had.
A lot of it was my dad passing, because me and my dad started this sport back in 99 when I first started racing. And this has always been a passion of mine and something I enjoy doing and love doing. And, you know, something that me and my dad did together. And I know my dad wanted me to, you know, to keep doing it and keep going on, with, you know, without him. And then my best friend Dean, he's been right there for me, you know, and through good times and bad times. And I really didn't have the money or a car, and I was actually driving Dean's car, and we built a few more cars, so he ended up giving me a car to run, and just like it's a team effort, you know. I mean, just good friends. We all race together, we have fun together, and we support each other. And it's just like, you know, Dean's always like telling me, you know, you could do this, and I tell him the same, you know. It's good moral support there.
So what do you think is going to be in store for Jeff Firestein for the rest of the year? What are your plans, and how do you plan on going about it?
Well, my plans are winning the championship in the Road Warrior Class at Charlotte. I'm going to win as many races as I possibly can. And that's how it's going to be. And then we're not racing Charlotte. If we'll go to DeSoto, or we'll go to somewhere else. Or I would like to go try the dirt track down at Henry County. I always wanted to do that, and I think one weekend when we're not racing the pavement, I would love to do that. And like this past weekend, we ran the figure eights. That was the most fun I've had in God knows how long.
Well, Jeff, I think you would have a lot of fun riding, driving on that dirt track down there at New Hendry. It's a nice little track.
What do you think about the future of Charlotte County Speedway in the figure eight class? That you guys didn't ruin any cars out there, did you?
No, we didn't. They got a little beat, you know, banged up a little bit, but, I mean, that's to be expected. You know, Bobby's got a good thing going on down there right now. I mean, he's definitely asking the drivers their opinions to make things better, or, you know, what we can do to make the fans, more fans there, and the figure eights are definitely a good thing, you know. Most places have, like, the pro figure eights, and Bobby tried something different by going to, you know, anybody in any of the classes that were there and not to run. You know, I went ahead and took a Road Warrior on street tires, ended up winning the race. There was four cylinders, thunder trucks, outlaw street stocks out there. So I think it's a lot of fun, and that's something that I definitely like to do again.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun. It's all fun and games till somebody gets hurt there with all those collection of cars, man. I don't know how a four-cylinder is going to go against one of those big trucks, but, you know, at least it's starting it and getting you guys out there running around there. And I think the Road Warrior class is the perfect class to do figure eights with for sure. And I think you guys would put on a great show if he organized those figure eight races, a little bit more, and I think he will as time goes on. So you had a good time doing that, huh?
I had a blast. It really was. It was exciting. It was something different. You know, we obviously were not prepared for it. Our cars weren't set up for it. So I think we did a really good job on what we had to work with. And a couple guys actually had their cars set up for it, and we actually beat them. Did we beat them because of a better driver or a better car? I don't know. It was something totally different, and actually, the four-cylinder, there's one guy out there, I didn't think I was going to pass him. He just took right off that front-wheel drive, and he was hard to catch. But they had a good driver's meeting before, and they said that, we need to look out for each other. We don't want to hurt nobody. We don't want to wreck no cars. And we just need to put a good show on. I think that's what we did, and from what I understand was that the fans loved it.
Yeah, I'm sure that they did, and it's unfortunate we weren't able to be there this weekend to see it.
Jeff, are you out in the wind somewhere?
I'm actually on 75 heading north. I actually work at Johnson's Towing in Venice. I'm actually on a tow right now heading back to Venice from Northport.
And you got your windows down, don't you?
No, the windows are up.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
That's just a loud old tow truck.
We're just trying to figure out what the background noise was we were hearing. But, I'm sorry. I'm sort of sorry that I missed the race, but I still had a really good time without what I was doing. And I'm looking forward to when you're out there again watching you run the Road Warriors in a figure eight.
Okay, man, are you excited, man? You got something to go home and tell everybody about now, don't you?
Oh, you have no idea. That just makes for a better year. And the tragedy that I had losing my dad, I think this right here is definitely something to set another goal on and try to get this driver of the year. Well, that would make my dad proud.
Yes, it surely would.
It would. And Jeff, once the plaque is ready and we have it in-house, we will make arrangements to get it presented to you.
I think we'll bring it to you. We should be able to bring it to you.
I think one of us will bring it down to the track and we'll present it to you there.
That'd be wonderful. Thank you so much.
Oh, it's our pleasure. It's our pleasure. And you have a good night and a safe night out there working.
Anything else you want to plug there for the March Driver of the Year there?
Want to acknowledge some sponsorship?
Yeah, I definitely want to say thank you to my sponsors. Is Buckingham Automotive in Venice, Dean Street Service, Integrity Transmission, Circle Performance. That's really about it right now.
Okay. Well, congratulations once again from all of us here at Inside Florida Racing. And
come on, Jeff. Give me a yeehaw one time. Come on.
Go on.
Yeehaw.
Talk to you soon, Jeff.
Bye, Jeff.
All right, y'all have a good night. Thank you.
Take it easy. Drive careful.